This next season in your life demands a new and elevated version of you. The days of holding back, settling for less, or accepting what doesn't serve you are over. No more playing small or taking what's left over. This chapter requires growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's time to expand your vision, broaden your horizons, and elevate the way you approach every aspect of your life. This new version of you isn't just about small changes, it's about stepping into a bigger, bolder reality. The old chapters have been closed, and the story they tell is complete. Now you hold the pen to a fresh page, ready to rewrite your life. You're called to show up as a healed, prepared, and empowered version of yourself. This isn't the time for hesitation or second guessing. You need to align with the opportunities that God is preparing for you. It might feel uncertain right now. Maybe you left a job or lost one unexpectedly. Maybe something you thought would be permanent has ended. Understand that chapter had to close because it no longer fit the person you're becoming. Even if you thought that path was your end game, God have more for you. You've outgrown the old places, the old people, and the old routines. This season is about stepping into better environments, healthier connections, and greater opportunities. Embrace this transition, even if it feels challenging. You're not being left behind. You're being moved ahead to what's been waiting for you all along. Trust the process and walk boldly into the newness that's unfolding. You've outgrown that situationship. You've outgrown that family dynamic. It's time to step into the fullness of what's meant for you. To do that, you'll need to embrace the discomfort of change. Growth isn't always easy, but it's necessary. You'll have to be willing to stretch beyond your current limits, to let go of what no longer serves you, and to release the weight that's been holding you back. The way you've operated in the past won't serve you in this new season. That chapter is closed, and the story has moved on. Not everyone is meant to journey with you into this next phase. Whether it's relationships, environments, or habits, you must be ready to leave behind anything or anyone that hinders your elevation. Letting go doesn't mean you don't care. It means you're making space for what aligns with your purpose. This transition will require courage. You may feel the tug of old connections or the weight of attachments, but detachment is a skill you must master. As you step into the version of yourself that's destined to thrive, you'll find that some days will stretch you beyond what feels comfortable. But growth demands expansion, and expansion requires you to trust the process. This new version of you is bold, intentional, and ready for what's ahead. Some days may feel heavy, but they're shaping you for the bigger shoes you're meant to fill. You've outgrown where you were. It's time to embrace the opportunities waiting for you in this new chapter. Your transformation is unfolding, and it's only the beginning. You have to grow into that new version of yourself. The mindset you had, the habits you followed, the things you held on to, they won't work in this next chapter. What once kept you safe, what felt familiar, has no place in the season you're stepping into. You've been through the heartache, the challenges, the struggles. You've done the hard work, so now the question is, what's next? Who will you be in this new space? How will you show up for yourself? This is your time to rise, to step into the unknown boldly. It won't be comfortable, but growth never is. And let's be honest, people have already talked, judged, and misunderstood you. They've had their opinions, so why let that stop you now? It's time to stand tall, unbothered, and focus on what's ahead. The old cycles have ended, and they're not coming back. That chapter is done. You've got a new door waiting to be opened, fresh opportunities on the horizon. It's okay if you're unsure or if it feels overwhelming. Growth doesn't happen overnight, but it starts with your mindset. Begin by shifting how you see yourself and your future. Ask yourself, what's next? And start preparing. Get ready mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, because what's ahead is bigger and better than what you've left behind. That last door has closed for a reason. It wasn't meant to stay open, and what's behind it has already served its purpose. Now it's time for you to put on your armor, gather your strength, and embrace the opportunities waiting ahead. Even if you don't feel ready, you are. Sometimes the first step is the hardest, but it's also the most important. Take it and trust that everything else will align in time. You don't have to see the whole path, just start walking. Close the door and don't look back. Stop revisiting what's behind you, replaying old scenarios, or carrying burdens that no longer belong in your life. You've outgrown what's back there, and holding on to it will only weigh you down. Releasing what's familiar can be challenging, especially when it's something you've held on to for so long. But to fully embrace the new, your hands must be free of the old. That chapter is finished, and it's time to step forward with courage. Walk into the new season boldly, trusting that what's ahead is far greater than what's behind. Right now, you're in a space of preparation, and God is asking, are you ready? Can you handle what's next? Can you be trusted with this blessing? To step into what's waiting for you, you have to release what's holding you back. Whether it's an old situation, a relationship, or a mindset, it's time to let it go. It's okay to acknowledge the difficulty of releasing the past, but today is the day to shift your perspective. Align yourself with the future you've been called to step into, and trust that everything ahead is part of the plan for your growth and elevation. Agree with what has already ended. Let go of the need to analyze or fix what's out of your control. Dwelling on it will only keep you stuck in frustration and uncertainty. There's so much more waiting for you, but you have to make room for it by releasing the old. What feels like a loss isn't really a loss. It's positioning you for something greater. Sometimes, what you thought you needed was only meant to prepare you for the next step. Believe in yourself and trust that God's plan for you is far better than anything you're leaving behind. It's time to move, time to trust, and time to step boldly into what's yours. You've got this. Believe it, claim it, and keep going. You are the vessel chosen for the next move. Your new season is here, your opportunities are waiting, and the shift has already begun. You've had your moments of reflecting on what was, and that's okay. But it's time to leave behind the sorrow and self-pity. Don't build a home in the what-ifs or the woe-is-me. That chapter is done. It's perfectly okay to acknowledge what's behind you, to feel the weight of what's been lost or let go. That's part of the process. But don't let it define your journey or carry it to the finish line. The past was only meant to teach you, not tether you. This is your moment to rise, to take bold steps into what's ahead without the burden of looking back. It's time to embrace the new opportunities waiting for you with courage and faith. Your path has been prepared, and everything you've experienced has equipped you for this season. What happened yesterday does not determine your worth or your future. What matters now is how you choose to show up today. Keep moving, trusting that every closed door is creating space for something better, something designed just for you. The old has served its purpose, and the new is calling your name. This chapter isn't about merely surviving, it's about thriving. It's about stepping into your power and owning your strength. Let this be the moment where you boldly declare that you are ready. Ready to heal from the past, to grow into the person you're meant to be, and to fully embrace all the incredible things waiting for you. This is your time to rise. Thank you for walking this journey, for showing up with your energy and heart. Your growth inspires so much. There are thoughts about ways to pour more encouragement into your life, whether through words to carry on the go, motivation to uplift your spirit, or just reminders of your greatness. Please share how support can continue, because the next level is already in motion for you. You've got this. Keep walking, keep believing, and keep stepping onwards. Peace and love to you.